Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 93 for Saturday, January 3rd, 2009, our very first show of the 2009 season, which means high expectations for us, or maybe not, because we don't usually have very high expectations for this show, depending on what we're referring to. Anyway, coming to you from not so rainy anymore, San Francisco, California, I'm Douglas Bell.
And sitting in a deep snow-covered hole in Meade, Washington, with negative 2-degree temperatures is David Lewis.
Who is very sleepy.
As usual.
As usual. Sure enough, did you stay up late till midnight, New Year's Eve?
No, I didn't. Well, I do every night, but not really being the point. I did stay up late last night and completed a mod.
Uh-huh.
The annoy user mod, yeah.
And what's that supposed to do?
It's supposed to annoy users.
Are you being serious right now?
No, I kid you not. I'm dead serious.
And how does it annoy users?
Giving
them fake names like you do on this show every day, every time?
Oh, no. It makes it seem like they have a very slow internet connection.
I remember reading about a mod like that back in Patrick O'Keefe's book, trying to figure out how you punish users. Well, make the thing super slow.
Yeah, because it's better than banning them sometimes.
Is that the kind of mod that would get approved to the mod database?
Likely, yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's a strange mod, but I never thought I would have a use for it.
You have a use for it?
Yeah, I suddenly needed it, believe it or not.
Is there someone screwing around on Star Trek Guide?
Yes, believe it or not, the community is big enough for somebody to do that.
I've not been paying attention recently, I don't think.
So now you know that if you're visiting Star Trek Guide and it seems like you are on dial-up again, then you know that you've been added to the annoy users list.
I'll make a note of that. Of course, every other time I go to Star Trek Guide, it feels like I'm on dial-up.
Oh, come on. It's not that slow, is it?
Every other time I go onto any website, now I'm over-exaggerating slightly.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a detailed note for that. Anyway, let's go through our usual set of housekeeping for today. PHPBB Weekly is a live podcast recorded every Saturday morning, afternoon, depending on where you are. If you'd like to join us on the show, the number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. If you'd like to call in and say hi to us on the show or share comments or anything like that. You can also join our awesome chat room. Go to TalkShoe.com, click on PHPBB Weekly to join in via the TalkShoe web client. Or there's also our no longer unofficial, but now actually, it's now been officially registered, and I'm still trying to figure out how to make it work. IRC channel, PHPBB-Weekly on freenode.net.
David, I thought you gave up on that.
I didn't. I thought I would, but you know, after everything I did this week, I thought, maybe I should just register it. So I registered it. I've got ChanSurf sitting in there now, so the topic doesn't go away. And then I log on today, and now I'm not an op anymore. And I need to figure out how to fix that.
Well, you can always op yourself, but
yeah. So we'll figure that out. And of course, you can also stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And speaking of our website, you know, this past week, if you haven't visited yet, I got a brand new website up for PHPBB Weekly just yesterday, in fact. And so it's kind of interesting because David made our new album artwork back last April, actually. And I don't even remember why or he did that or what. I think it was like right after the retirement announcement for PHPBB 2.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so you were saying something about the fact that we were still using PHPBB 2 artwork.
Not that I had a problem with it.
No, of course not, but that it was just going to be a little outdated due to PHPBB 2 being retired. And so that's why I created actually multiple samples. I still have them online. I just saw them the other day, how many I had, that we went through and looked at and said yay and nay to. But We eventually decided on one of them. Remember, I had all those weird spacey different spacey backgrounds and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we finally decided on the Mars background.
I just, Dave, Neothermic is IMing me in Skype, and he asked, did you get permission from Vlad for using his image as the background?
Tell him I took care of that.
You did?
Yes, I took care of that.
All right. David said he took care of that. Okay. Get that taken care of. I just want to make sure I'm not doing anything illegal right now.
No.
So, yeah, new site is there. I did a nice announcement sort of summarizing what's changed. A couple of things are affecting our show, and we may have some more things coming up later this year. We had discussed the possibility of perhaps linking PHP BB Weekly with Star Trek Guide a bit more, so a little more interaction with our forum on there. But we might hold off on that idea for a couple more months. So I think you're working on a new thing for Star Trek Guide in the interim.
Yes, and so it's definitely something we want to do in the future, but it's going to be in the future.
Yeah. So, but for now, just a couple of nice new things I've worked on. A big thing we've had a couple of requests for has been a page to see all of our mods and styles that we've picked over the past, I guess, 92, now 93 episodes. So there's now a weekly picks page. You can see all of our selected mods and styles on there. Really nice. I finally actually made the Zeitgeist useful by putting sort of...
Zeitgeist. Okay, that's how you pronounce it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the proper context for that, but it's pronounced Zeitgeist. Which is
the defining spirit or mood of a particular period of history as shown by the ideas and beliefs of the time.
Yeah.
I have no idea if it's a proper usage or not.
Well,
or in 19th century German.
It's the history of PHP BB Weekly. All 2 years worth of episodes, and so the idea is so that people who want to check out some of our old episodes, like for example, we once talked about PHP BB 3 permissions. When was that? Well, that turns out it was back in episode number 39, 14 months ago. But you can go here. You can see it under PHP BB tutorials, PHP BB 3 permissions. That was back then. You can go listen to it because a lot of our old tutorials and discussions are still quite relevant today.
So, yeah, I like how you have everything broken down, like interviews, PHP BB tutorials, PHP BB releases, mods, styles,
yeah,
peaks at PHP BB development, news and updates, conferences, events, other software. Taking a look back, contest, and a little off the beaten path. I like that.
Beaten path, or for our very weird episodes.
Mm-hmm. That'll make it easy for people who don't listen to us a whole lot to be able to, like, hey, I want to listen to something specific.
Mm-hmm.
To go there and listen to something specific.
Yeah.
So yeah, really, really enjoyed that page.
Really, I just ended up using it last night. I was on a thing. Someone was chatting. Something there was like debating between what bulletin board to use. They were debating, you know, between BB Press, PHP BB, and V Bulletin, and they were asking questions. And one thing that came out about the permission system, and I said, yeah, we've talked about it on the show. I just hopped over to the Zeitgeist, looked there. Hey, yep, episode 39. There you go.
So let me ask you this: is the Zeitgeist, is that a static page?
It's a static page. Yeah, I have to, if I add stuff there, I'd have to do it manually.
Right. Okay.
It's not magical at all. All those things are kind of static pages.
Now, of course, you tag every episode.
I do, and there's a tags page which has a tag cloud there. Although the tags are kind of messy right now, and I really need to get a chance to do a little bit of selective cleanup a bit, because I did a little bit before, but there's like things, you know, there's a tag for Community Choice Award and Community Choice Awards, CAPTCHA and CAPTCHAs, things like that. You know, so I probably – it's hard because tag – I've never
mod
quite
manager
gotten used to tags.
And mods manager, yeah, I see that. Okay.
I've never quite gotten used to tags, and that's because tags are really kind of just, you know, passive things. It's not like you have a list to choose from. It's like – a tag for an episode, when I do tags for blog posts or episodes, it's just whatever pops into my head. And that very often is inconsistent with what's popped into my head in the past. Other times things change. Like, you know, now what we refer to it as AutoMod, we've referred to in the past as a package manager or mod manager or Blinky and things like that. So there's like four different names for the same thing. So I've never really relied too much on tags, but it's there for people who want to see them. And it definitely goes to show that it talks about PHP BB3 much more than PHP BB2.
Well, essentially, you're using Zeitgeist as your tags. So
more
you've
organized
taken over
tags.
The.
Yeah.
Well, in a sense, yes, but that's really what tags are meant to do.
Yeah. Pretty much, I think so. I think the Zeitgeist is a little more episode specific. You can sort of jump to a very specific episode and say that's what we talked about then. Where the tags is like, show me everything about this topic.
Yeah.
I think they can coexist pretty nicely.
I agree.
One thing I really was happy to do with the participate page, which is the page sort of talks about how you join in. It's been rewritten, so it's hopefully a lot clearer. And in fact, I actually took out a clip of one of TalkShoe's demo videos, which talks about how you can join in the chat room and call in and stuff like that. And I got it's my first real YouTube video. I figure out how to take the screenshot and somehow get it to YouTube. I have had so many problems getting YouTube to work for me in terms of uploading videos. This is the first one that worked right. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you have to get it just right. It's strange. It is pretty picky.
Yeah,
it's annoyingly picky.
I think it's because when I do like screenshot videos, it outputs in a .mov and it doesn't like .mov. Besides, those things are huge. It likes MPEG-4 and MPEG-2.
Yeah, and then you can run it through iMovie HD, and you can convert it to whatever format you want.
Yeah. So one thing I did, if you go on the site, you'll notice now we have a whole bunch of different subscribe links. I tried to go into a couple of link to a number of directories out there. So not only is there iTunes, but I have a link to how you can subscribe to it on the Zune. If any of you are using a Zune. There are probably a few people out there listening to us on a Zoom. I'm sure you heard about that New Year's leap year bug that they had this past week. You heard about that?
I didn't hear about that.
No, the Revision 1 Zooms, the very first Zooms they released, which were really not that good, had a bug in them that didn't correctly deal with leap year. And so on December 31st, it thought it was January 1st, but that caused the device to sort of freeze up. And Microsoft came out really saying, yes, that was a problem, but it'll fix itself by January 1st when the clock resets. Awkward.
Microsoft.
yeah. I actually decided to try something out. This is really just playing around to see if this will work, but there's a PHP BB Weekly Twitter feed now, if you like Twitter. And it's mostly just going to use Twitter feed to pop up links to when I put announcements or episodes on the site, or I might occasionally log on there and put on some more intermediate things just on Twitter exclusively. But
so there's four RSS feeds, right? Subscribe to blog,
yeah.
To email, comments feed, and podcast feed.
Yes.
And, of course, there is the iTunes podcast link, which allows you to go to the iTunes page within iTunes.
I wonder if it's been updated with our new artwork yet.
That's a good question. I can check, but
it takes them a little while.
Zune, Podcast Alley. Mm-hmm. What else did you have?
We have our two big networks. Tech Podcast Network is there, and Blueberry, which is they're both kind of the same company but different websites. But you check those out
then,
there.
Twitter and a Facebook group.
I've decided, what the heck, I'll start a Facebook group. I'll see. I have no idea. I'm very unfamiliar with Facebook, and I'm trying to figure it out. But I thought, you know, there's a PHPBB users Facebook group. There's Michael's Birdie Bear for President Facebook group. And so I thought, well, let me just try a PHPBB Weekly Facebook group. And that, and TalkShoe actually has an application you can add to Facebook. It lets you sort of listen in to PHPBB Weekly through Facebook when we're live and all that. So there's a link through there if you want to check it out. So I said, well, let's create a Facebook group. And I don't know if that'll do anything, but give her a try. See what happens. So that's pretty much our new website. The theme it's called Aerodrome by the Buckmaker dot the Buckmaker.com. It's actually a three column version of Eros, which is the original theme. And I was actually using Eros briefly until I decided that the sidebar was getting too long, so I went through a three column theme instead. It's a really nice type of theme. It uses a bit of transparencies for the main pages, but then you can stick a background image there and it accepts it right away. So it was a very nice fit since we had a background image in mind to sort of go based on the new artwork that David put together. So yeah, worked out really nice. And of course, the background is mentioned by Vlad. And I also did a number of tweaks on there for the next episode box. Getting that together with the transparency was kind of interesting. Because we have two main feeds, one for our blog and one for sort of the podcast, you'll notice that the headphone icons on there, actually top down, from Star Trek Guy made that. And he sort of helped me out at the very last minute on Thursday evening and put that together for me. And so that's there for the podcast link, which is really nice. So anywho, and one other thing we are doing, we have a new, this is an idea I'm trying out. It's called a PHP BB Weekly poll. And if you go onto the website, on the rightmost sidebar, there's a little box which will have a weekly poll question. Right now, the current question is, what do you think of PHP BB Weekly's new website? And so essentially, we're going to try to integrate this into the show. You can go on there and vote. And you can also actually leave comments through the poll if you want to as well. And each week, we're probably going to look at the results from the past week's poll and then announce a new question for the next week. And it won't always be about PHP BB Weekly. It'll likely ask things about, probably the teams or the mods. The mods stuff they're doing, other things like that. So just general things for us to sort of get an idea of, what do you think? Get some more participation going on. So I think it'll be an interesting idea to see how far it goes.
Yeah, I like it.
And so that's about all the self-promotion I've got for 1 week. Although, Dave, I do have one other announcement. Now that PHP BB2 has been retired, and PHP BB2 was kind of my big forte, and now we've kind of removed every trace of PHP BB2 legacy from the show with the new artwork and all that, and the HUD is gone. I think now I w should take the opportunity. I am also retiring. I am being retired.
You're being retired.
I'm being retired. PHP BB2 is being retired. It's only fitting that I be retired. No, I'm kidding.
I'm trying to think. Okay, retiring from what? The
What else? The show.
show, of course. Yes, you
I
just
mean,
released a new website. Now we'll retire on
yeah.
that. It's
I
good note
mean,
to retire
PHP
on.
BB2 is gone, David. There's no more relevance. No.
Now, speaking of PHP BB2
That's not
and it being
necessarily.
gone, there is still somewhere for people to go
Yes. Yes.
who haven't, who had maybe somebody hadn't initially heard of previous podcasts, but Dave Rathbun, who we interviewed, what, three, four shows
Two,
ago?
yeah, 4 shows ago,
Four
at
shows ago,
E8.
right?
Yeah. I know.
Has a website called phpbb2refugees.com, and that will be continuing to provide unofficial support for PHPBB2. So a lot of PHPBB2 frequenters and really well-knowns from the phpbb.com website are already members there. And so if you are continuing to abstain from upgrading or updating to a more recent version, then you can always go there.
And they've already been very successful. They've got 71 users already. They should be. They've had almost 1,100 posts now already. They're got quite a bit going on, especially in their discussion forums. They've got a couple hundred posts there. Pretty good since they launched less than a month ago. And I was kidding about my retirements. I just thought it'd be good to throw a little monkey wrench in there. Yeah, well, one of the things, because we're not technically directly affiliated with the PHP BB teams, so we really could discuss PHP BB 2 if there's anything else that you seem to, like, to discuss about it. We'll be keeping track on some of these greater, these other PHP BB 2 websites, and PHP BB 2 Refugees is linked to from our website, so you can go check it out, and yeah. And I'm sticking around. I'm sorry if I got anyone excited. Too bad. I'm sticking around because I like to tell people I provide the user community point of view. I mean, I may not use PHP BB 3, but I'm definitely following it, and a lot of people out there are following it. And you know, it's good to try. I try to hope. I think that I represent the people to sort of ask the questions to sort of keep it real. Because if you've heard David and some of the guests on the show, you guys can get pretty technical sometimes.
Yes, we can. Sometimes we can get pretty silly or pretty technical, either one.
Yeah, I'm here to provide the silly. but Yuri did announce this week that they've officially ended support for PHP BB2. I believe that means the PHP BB2 support forums have been locked. And at this point, according to the original announcement, the only thing left that could happen with PHP BB2 between now and February 1st would be if there was a security release. The development team is going to continue doing security releases as needed up through February 1st, at which point they are completely ending all possible PHP BB2 development. I told Yuri and IRC, how dare you make a announcement on January 1st about retiring PHP BB2 and not write Happy New Year?
because it's not happy for some people, I guess. Yeah. We're retiring PHP BB2. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We warned you 8 months ago. Now it's here. Bye-bye.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, the support forums have been locked, but they're still going to remain in an archived state for a couple of months. So they're not going away entirely. However, I could probably make a guess they will. Looking at the original retirement announcement, it looks like May 1st is the day that both the mod and styles forums for PHP BB2 are going to not be closed and hidden from public view. As well as all downloads for PHP BB2 mods and styles may be removed from this site. So I would guess, without there being a date posted, looks like May 1st probably would be the day that all PHP BB2 information would be completely removed from public view on the forums whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably likely. You know, some people would ask, well, why are you doing that? You know, why not keep it in an archive state? Well, you know, we're not supporting PHP BB2 anymore. We won't be releasing any more security updates for PHP BB2. We want people to upgrade to PHP BB3. It's a much better product. It's going to be fully supported. Its core is much more secure. You know, I could go on. You know, I could take a whole two shows to just talk about the improvements of PHP BB3 and how much it's better than PHP BB2, but that's not really the point.
Actually,
we're talking
David,
about
you already
here.
Have.
And you know, yes, I think I have.
I listened to almost all the shows from this year, this past week, with editing that best of episode. I heard you mm-hmm. plenty of it. Go to the site.
So point being, we being the PHP BB teams, want people to upgrade to PHP BB3, and so it doesn't really make sense for us to continue to provide information for PHP BB2. If users are upgrading to PHP BB3, they can always ask for assistance in the PHP BB3 support forums, because there will be upgrade assistance provided there on a continuous basis. Heck, you can be on a PHP BB 1.4 board and you will get support for upgrading all the way up to PHP BB3.
Is that possible?
So it is, because there is an upgrade from 1.4 to 2, and then you would go from 2 to 3.
So that's always there. And so essentially they have to upgrade to 2 first.
Yes,
Although,
exactly.
if they're using 1.4, then don't ask me how their site is still together.
Yeah, let's just say that the requests for that are extremely minimal. It's less than 0.001%.
If you find one, let me know. I'd like to see it.
I have. Oh, you can search for it, in fact. But
Really?
there are many out there, in fact. See, PHBBB wasn't really popular when 1.4 existed.
Correct.
It gained its popularity through PHBBB 2.
And that was a lot of it because of SubSilver, which brought out at that time a very revolutionary new bulletin board interface, which now is sort of the standard for
It
bulletin
is,
boards.
yeah. A lot of, but almost every major bulletin board software out there, either open source or proprietary, actually copied the SubSilver layout. And, they obviously got variations of it, or they just continue that basic layout with, how the profile information is on the left and the post on the right and the signature out below that and the post layouts as they are. And, that was revolutionized by PHBBB 2 and SubSilver. So that's why that was actually one of the reasons why ProSilver was kept secret for so long. You remember how nobody knew what it was going to be called, nobody knew what it was going to look like. They just knew it was going to be unique and different.
Little Neil
And
Thurmick kept on teasing us inside the teams, claiming he's Oh,
And
bad memories.
so
you weren't there, David, but even within the teams as a team member, we couldn't see the style. It was like only the most exclusive members of the teams got to see the style. And there was Neil Thurmick who kept on claiming, saying, giving us links to the style, but it really would be like links to a fake style, or else he would do like a picture of his computer inside a picture of his computer inside a picture of his computer, so you really couldn't. It was like a telescoping photograph, so it was worthless. So he would just annoy us to that point, and
That sounds like Neil Thurmick.
he has no shame about it.
You said that sounds like Neil
He's in the
Thurmick,
chat room, says he remembers that photo.
of
Of
course.
course, that was like 3 years ago. I'm sure he wouldn't pull a prank like that anymore.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I
We all believe that.
I'm not in the teens anymore, so I wouldn't know. Okay, well, what were we talking about? Pro Silver.
It's SubSilver. ProSilver being, of course,
Yeah.
being the new standard for PHBBB 3, and of course, it took everybody by surprise, and some people didn't like it, because they got so used to, how people are. They get so used to something specific.
The
We call it
profile
demo.
info is on the right. I don't like it on the right.
We call that demo love, actually,
Yeah.
where. In the music business, anyway, it's where the producer in because we were around the music business a lot in Nashville. A producer would create a demo for the artist, and then basically has this sound. They're like, "Yeah, love it, that's great," and they'd get attached to that demo. So when they would do an actual professional version of it,
Yeah.
the artist couldn't like it because they had gotten so attached to the demo. So that's why they call it demo love.
Yeah. That doesn't affect me too much, you know. On our when I was yeah, I mean I took me 5 minutes to get used to the thing on the right, and I'm like, okay, I can live with left or right. It doesn't really matter. My eyes go to the content. And even if I mean there is some amount of getting used to it. Like when we were developing our new website, it had a one of the default backgrounds for like 3 weeks, 2 weeks before we got the Mars thing in it. So it took me a little while to get used to the Mars thing, but eventually got used to it.
Yeah, you remember when the ACP changed?
Yeah.
The administration control panel? That was like instantly you got used to that one. At least I did.
You
I know
did.
you probably haven't liked that, but.
Well, that one was a little bit more. I mean, at this point, I can be a little more used to it when I see screenshots of the sort of the Pro Silver type admin panel. I still kind of felt like the Sub Silver style admin panel for PHBBB 3 was a bit nicer, a bit better contrast in terms of colors, but I'm a little more used to it now.
Yeah, and actually, I made a style switch between the old and the new. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's still on Search a Guide, in fact. That's the fake ACP that there was the April Fool's joke. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. If I was still using PHP BB3, I probably would actually get that style switcher. Probably. I don't know. It's just personal preference. But anyway, and you have the choice. And that's why SubSilver 2 still comes with PHP BB3, because people who are, as you call them, demo lovers, they can stick with SubSilver 2 with everything on the left and all that. So, anyway, what were we talking about? About PHP BB2 and how that came. So, according to Yuri's announcement, other stuff on the site for PHP BB2, like knowledge-based articles, other support resources from the support section of the site are going to be pruned and put into the archived forums before they are eventually probably removed. Maybe or maybe not. Would it perhaps be smarter to, like, maybe see if you can archive the sort of like the PHP BB2 knowledge base articles and save them on like a separate site? See if like one of the other sites, like the refugee site, wants them?
Well, I'm sure that Dave would be taking a lot of that information over to the PHP BB2 refugee site, because they are going to be providing that, but it's a very unofficial support. You know, phpbb.com doesn't officially support it. So as far as that happening in an official capacity, no, of course not. But he's free to take them and put them on his site. You know, there's certainly nothing wrong with doing that.
So essentially the reason they're pruning the phpbb2 stuff off of the support area is because they're no longer going to be officially supporting it, but they can stick it into the archives to PHPBB2 forums, because those are sort of going to be stick around for informational purposes, at least for as long as they stick around.
Yeah, exactly. Which naturally makes sense.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to keep track of all of that. Let's see. So we still have some the PHPBB mod team is still accepting submissions of PHPBB2 mod updates that fix security issues until
security
February
updates
1st.
For mods only, and
yeah,
at the you know, we would basically want to support security updates through as long as we, being the PHPBB teams, officially support security updates or officially release security updates for PHPBB2.
Yeah.
And once that's over, then both the mods and official
teams
PHPBB2 security update will cease.
Yeah, because of course the mod team stopped accepting new PHPBB2 mods back last July, and that's also when you guys set the mod requests and mod writers discussion forums to read only, and the mods and development forum no longer allows new topics.
Right.
To be posted.
Because there was, which is because, you know, no new mods would be accepted. It would only be security updates from then until February 1st, the next month.
And so February 1st, when all the PHPBB2 mods forums will be fully locked. The styles team has been a little different, though. They are no longer accepting any styles for PHPBB2 as of January 1st.
Right, which makes sense if you're for styles. You know, there's no reason to continue supporting PHPBB2 styles beyond when PHPBB2 is supported at all. So that was the reasoning behind that, I think.
Okay, so I guess it's starting to make sense, because for a while I was like, well, why is the mod team holding out till February 1st when the styles team is ceasing at all January 1st?
Yeah, because of PHPBB2's probability for security updates.
Yeah, and that security updates probably won't affect styles, I presume.
Yes, they likely would not affect styles. You know, they could, but it's not very probable that they would.
Yeah, and styles probably don't have much in the way of security problems because of how there is no PHP code within styles.
So right, now with PHPBB3, if it was PHPBB3 support ending, that would be different, because PHPBB3 allows if you allow it, you can allow PHP within the templates.
Yeah,
which,
if the administrator specifically turns that on.
Yeah, yeah. Which, speaking of which, you know, I want to mention that that is, I've never had a circumstance where that was necessary. One time, you know, initially I used it way back in beta, you know, to include a menu, a PHP menu within PHP BB3, you know. And so I thought, you know, that would be the way to go to do that. And later discovered, you know, it was just as easy to include it through PHP BB3 itself and assign it to a template variable, that it was absolutely unnecessary to include PHP within a template. So I have that off on every site that I am an administrator over.
I think some of that's a little bit easier to do through PHP BB3. Like for example, how PHP BB3 automatically makes language template variables out of everything in the language file, whereas in PHP BB2, for that you'd have to
assign them through
the file. And that's probably why my very first mod, add forum index link to overall header, got approved, because it did require a couple of steps to add to get the language and the var assigned, and then it put in the overall header, you know. And that's what kind of what was my first mod, is I figured out how to do it according to Hoyle for PHP BB2. Whereas now it's like, it's easy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are easy about modding for PHP 3, and 3.2, I think it's going to be about 10 times easier. Because I don't know if you've been keeping track of that. Have you been keeping track of the updates that Mike has been posting to Trunk and his Astroburn branch?
I've been seeing them, but it's hard to keep a running tab of them, because I don't check out things from the repository like I did a bit back in when PHP BB3 was in development. Back when I was on the teams, you know, I'd check out the snapshots in the repository frequently, install them, and sort of see how they're going and provide feedback. Now I sort of just keep an eye on, watch the check-ins.
It can be a little difficult when he's updating 20 files at the same time.
Yeah.
It can take a while to go through emails
like
that. But
I'm not going
to
go through all of that. I'm just going to look at, say, I don't know, fix tiny typo, this mode is no profile instead of no profile, great. Fix some functions. Woohoo! PHP BB config now. It's like, great, whatever.
Yeah. Well, for those who have been following the Acidburn branch, he basically has merged most of that stuff, or all of it now, I think all of it, into the 3.2 trunk. And we've been freaking out on it on the Start to Guide IRC channel, because we love the methods that he's using, and it's like, oh yes, this is what we've been talking about doing for a long time. This is what we've imagined that PHP 3.2 could be. You know, so it's a great thing, and it was discussed well before London, but really discussed heavily during London, some of these changes. And in fact, Mike pointed out a lot of them in his presentation at LondonVasion. You may remember that.
Yeah.
But overall, it's going to make modding a whole lot easier. Obviously, people are going to have to know, you know, basic PHP is not PHP 4 anymore. It's PHP 5. So they are going to have to know at least a little OOP.
Great. I gotta relearn everything I've learned.
No, you don't have to relearn everything you learned. You know, you have a base to work off of. Yeah. So if you wanted to learn OOP, I think it would come to you a lot easier than you think it would.
Perhaps. It's a new way of thinking, you know, and I've kind of tried before, but I really haven't gotten deeply into it. So I probably should.
Hey, that's why Start Your Guide exists. You know, that's why we call it PHPBB Academy, because we are in the business of teaching people how to mod for PHPBB.
Here's the only problem. I'm busy with other classes in real life.
I know. That's
do you know how much
your contribution is the podcast, not modding.
Yes. At this point, yes. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting some more PHP skills, but you know, it's kind of had to set aside.
But you don't own your own board, so it's not really motivational for you to do so.
Yeah, not anymore anyway.
If you owned your own board, it would make more sense for you to do that.
Then, David, you can use that logic to say it's not really motivational for me to do this show, but it totally is motivational.
Oh, yes.
Totally is. You know, just get one person to say, thank you for mentioning that. That information was so helpful. And I'm like, yes, that's why we do it. That's why we do it. So PHP BB2 is en route to retirement. So far, all that's happened of significance is the closing of the support forums, but there's going to be quite a bit more happening, and we'll probably in February we'll see a lot more. February is pretty much, I guess, when PHP BB 2 is sort of like out the window, but the only forums that'll still be open, apparently the styles forums are going to still be open for discussion until May 1st, looks like. But beyond that, it's so sad.
Hey, moving on. That's a good thing.
I know.
6 years now? What? It's been 6 years, right?
2002, almost 7 years. It will have been 7 years.
That's right.
2 was released.
Let's see. 2002 of what month?
April.
April. Yeah, okay.
It will have
creeping
been
up 7 years now.
Yeah.
That's a long time for a product to live.
Oh, yeah.
A software product, I mean.
Definitely. I know. It's just, it's always hard to say goodbye. It's interesting, is when I started this show, you know, PHPBB3 was in beta, but on that, you know, PHPBB2 was running on PHPBB.com. There was one single forum for, like, all of PHPBB3 discussion. And so this show has sort of seen PHPBB3 come to preeminence and PHPBB2 fade away. So it's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I think we all got into PHPBB because of PHPBB2, myself included.
Yeah, that was it. That was totally it. That's how you got on the teams. I probably could not become a part of the mod team today.
No, definitely not.
I could not because even when I got accepted to the PHPBB the mod team back when PHPBB2 was the big thing, I was kind of thinking like, am I validator? Am I really the best candidate for this? And I mean, I did okay. I did fine. I mean, it was a big time commitment, which probably hurt me quite a bit. But I did a good job, and I was sort of unsure because a year before I was accepted to the mod team was when I did add forum index link to overall header, my first real venture into PHP. I had just taught myself PHP the previous summer, but granted, I had gotten quite a bit of experience with my mods, and so I did pretty reasonably well if I stayed away from the super huge mods like categories hierarchy. Now, the standards have gone up quite a bit. I couldn't do that job now. Maybe I could be a moderator. It's probably about the only good job I could do well on the teams at this point. I could be a moderator. Anyway, let's move on, because, I mean, we can do PHPBB2 Remorse every other episode. People will get started to get tired of it.
Okay, promise me this will be the last PHPBB2 Remorse episode.
No guarantees, David. Not until the grave has been dug and buried and Social Security has been cut off. PHPBB2 has only been retired. It's at a retirement home right now. It's not dead yet.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I tried.
David, there will always be a room in my heart for PHPBB2, okay?
I know.
Let's move on. This was an announcement that came out Wednesday. Igor, on behalf of the mod team, said that the source code for the mod pre-validator has now been released via the CodeForge to the public. So, David, do you want to say anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I was kind of surprised I didn't see this in the announcements forum.
It's in the mod writers discussion forum.
Yeah, I missed it, actually.
Really?
I knew it was going to happen, obviously. I didn't realize that it happened already.
Okay, well, while you read up about it, I'll talk. Now it's in the ModX tools repository, which is one of the projects on the PHP BB CodeForge. Obviously, like we've talked about what the mod pre-validator can do, pre-validating mods. So now you can actually download it. It's obviously based on a website. However, Paul said he committed some changes to it, so you don't need a PHP BB installation anymore for it to work. So you just need to have a Linux server with unzip installed so that it can unzip the mod. Install it on your own site, and then you can, I guess the idea is you can now pre-validate your mods without going to phpbb.com.
Yes, it's a good tool. You know, there were several reasons for it being released to the public. First of all, we believe that releasing it publicly will enable us to perhaps and hopefully receive some feedback from people on improvements that can be done to it. You know, people can always submit patches for it that'll fix bugs or issues, or hopefully improve the performance of it. You know, because it's not it is pretty server heavy right now. It's actually very server heavy, and I know why, but I
really?
Have not. Yes,
why?
Yes, I do. Because it loops through all the files and loops through each line individually, using each of the checks. So, like, it looks through a line and then runs through all the checks, and then looks at another line and runs through all the checks again. So, you think of it as three different loops. You got files, individual file looping through each line, and then each line looping through each of the checks. That's why it is so server heavy.
Yikes. So now I see David has more than one reason to tell you not to edit the core files of PHPBB. Try and make it a little easier for MPV.
No, that's not why. It can process everything pretty fast because our servers are fast these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is server heavy.
And if you get a whole bunch of people doing this at the same time.
I mean, this thing can do, I don't know if you've, no, you probably haven't actually, but if you run the blog mod, which is one of the PHP3's biggest mods, it does process this in under a minute. So that's pretty good, really. But, you know, I'm just hoping that somebody will come up with a more improved method of doing it. Now, have I actually been involved in development of this thing? No. Mm-mm. Otherwise, it'd be better. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, dear.
I know. Ouch. But
I think Paul is going to slap you for that, David.
Probably. Yes, I'll probably get it. What? He is in charge of that. I know he and, I believe, Vic are the primary creators of this tool. Paul is the maintainer of it, but I believe he and Vic are now. If I'm wrong, I'm sure he'll slap me on it. Pretty much count on it.
He'll slap you no matter what you say, David. So don't.
Yes.
No remorse.
Yes, I know. Yeah, hey, that was what London Invasion was all about. You see.
Oh, physical slapping.
Oh no! We all logged into IRC and communicated to each other. Remember?
Oh.
It was like, hey, you know, we're all standing around here. We can actually communicate outside of the computer.
Oh boy, it's like learning a new language. It's like learning how to speak English again.
Yeah, you know how people's handwriting has gone down the drain since typewriters.
Tell me about it. You know, my parents used to hate my handwriting, but now, you know, I tell my parents, my handwriting is pretty darn good compared to some of the other people at school. Okay, lay off.
All right, if you wanted to use that as a benchmark.
Any hoodle. Back to MPV.
MPV, yeah, of course, it's available under the GPL. So that means you can modify it freely and redistribute it, obviously, under the terms of the GPL. We'd like patches if people come up with new and better ways of doing something, fixing bugs, or coming up with better performance ways of doing it. Submit those patches to Paul. Mm. And if he doesn't want these patches, well, too bad. He can slap me again.
Now, what are the other things in the ModX tools repository? Because I see MPV is only one of the folders in the repository.
Yeah, a lot of these tools were actually created by Igor on his PHPBB modders site, phpbbmodders.net, and they were basically ported over here for usage within phpbb.com. But there are several. There's the ModX editor. I think that's the one. Oh, if I remember correctly, that may be the one that was done by APTX that is built in C. Let me go check. Yes, it is. And that should be cross-platform. I haven't gotten it to work on a Mac yet, or on a Unix, I should say, because there is an issue compiling it that I still need to resolve, and I haven't done it yet. I haven't had the time since I almost compiled it the first time. But anyway, there are compiled versions on the forum, in the QA at least. I don't know if he's actually released it outside of that, but you can compile your own ModX editor. It's basically a ModX creator.
Kind of like
that
what
works
you have
on your computer.
Star Trek
yeah, like Mod Studio.
Oh, but Mod Studio, okay.
Well, I think so. I've never actually tried Mod Studio. I've only heard about it. But as far as I know, I think this is pretty much similar to Mod Studio in the way that it works. But basically, it can create a ModX file through a GUI on your computer, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Now, obviously, we want to work towards where we're going to have that available through the website. We already have one on Star Trek Guide, but we're working on creating a better one. And, of course, we want to create one for PHPBB.com as well.
Yeah. Okay, so that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. But
So you have MPV, ModX Editor, Metamorph. Ah, yes, Metamorph. This is...
Ooh.
I remember. I gave this name to it. I gave the name to it, and I don't remember what it does.
Ooh.
I know. Sad, huh? It's been a while.
Come back next week. Check back next week, and we will tell you what Metamorph is.
Yeah, compiler, parser. Gosh, I don't remember what this does. Darn it. I named the stupid thing.
Does it have to do with meta tags?
No.
Okay.
No, it has a compiler and a parser on it, and I can't remember why. It has something to do with... I'll get back to you on this. I don't remember what it does. I'll have to look at the... I'll look at the code and get back to you on that, what this does. DiffTools, that's created by Igor, and I think this is expanding on the diff engine that's available within PHPV3, if I remember correctly. Igor obviously knows about these tools a lot better than I do, because I'm not that familiar with them. But the DiffTools should enable you to create a ModX using a diff.
A diff between a modified PHPBB and a vanilla PHPBB?
Right, yes. When creating a mod, for example, I like to use a PHPBB3 branch, you know, the PHPBB3.0.x branch, and then I create the mod, and I generate a diff based on the changes that I've made to that mod. It helps me make sure that I didn't miss anything within the installation instructions or within the ModX that I create. But basically, it should be able to take that diff and create a ModX file out of it. If I remember correctly, that this particular tool does. I think that's this one. It's either this one or Metamorph that does that.
And David, I thought you were an authority on what the mod team has been doing.
Well, yes, of course, but I mean, we do so much. Each person actually does quite a bit, and everybody's in charge of something different. You know, obviously, for example, a Jelly Donut is in charge of Blinky. Igor is, you know, really involved in the ModX tools. Paul is in charge of MPV and Ariel.
Which I presume there are other projects that aren't even on the code forge that we don't know about?
Yes, there are.
Yeah. When I was on the mod team, we pretty much was mod validating, moderation of the forums, and then maybe one or two things like easy mod, and we did some other things in preparation for mod X. But boy, this is a very different mod team we're looking at right now than from when I was there.
Yes, and
mod team.
Yeah, like I said before, a lot of the projects that we're doing now, we want to, you know, have a lot more public participation and viewing from those. So there's not a whole lot of really private projects per se. So,
did you see the chat room? Neothermic.
No, I didn't.
It sounded like, hey, Jelly Donut is in charge of blinking.
No, blinking.
Blinky.
Yes. The CLI
love
converter,
to you.
I don't remember what the CLI converter does. So that's another one that I'd have to get back
man
to.
Manline something converter?
That's what it would, that's what it says, but I don't know what it converts. No clue.
So like I said, join us next week when David will tell us what these ModX tools actually do.
Yeah, and
I should have should have warned him about this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
And again, David, you haven't been around all week for very much for me to get in touch with. So.
Yeah, I've been – well, yeah, I'm on IRC every day, I think.
Every day when I'm not. I've been on IRC all week and it's been hard. After I got my college apps done. All right. Anyway, we mentioned this briefly last week, but I thought we'd sort of take a little closer look. I've been trying to pay a little bit more attention to the PHP BBB events and meetings forum. And there's going to be a PHP BBB meeting in Edinburgh, Scotland, in the UK, in 3 weeks, Saturday, January 24th, 2009. And there, you mentioned this briefly last week. There's going to be, looks like, 8 different PHPBB team members in attendance. And I believe I got Neil Thurman to come in the chat room today because he's going to be one of the team members that's going to be in attendance. And so, wanted to sort of get an idea of what kind of thing they're going to be doing. Now, Neil said he can't call in today because he doesn't have his headphones microphone with him.
Yeah, well, basically what people can do is, if you live in around near Scotland, somewhere in the UK that you can drive to Scotland, definitely recommend going to that PHPBB meeting, especially if you've missed Londonvasion. Now, even if you were at Londonvasion, you know you're going to be at Scotland if you're available within that time because, Londonvasion was a very exciting meeting, but... Yeah. So anyway, the Scotland meeting is...
Looking at the place, it's a place called the Voodoo Rooms, which looks kind of more like not so much a... So gathering from that, it doesn't appear it's going to be a big conference. It's rather going to be just more of a meetup. It looks kind of like a bar or restaurant type of thing. I presume that's kind of what it's going to be like. Neil Thurnick, am I kind of getting this right? Yeah, the current fan for Scott's Invasion, I like that. It's just a get together, sort of a general meetup, I guess. Yeah. Are you guys doing anything fun in particular, or is it just get together, network, chat, stuff like that?
It's turned out to be a little bit bigger than they thought it would be. I know that for sure.
How's that?
There's no major talks planned, but obviously, they suddenly found out there was going to be quite a few team members showing up. I mean, 8, so that's a pretty good number. Because I don't think we'd be able to get that many over to San Francisco. I mean, we have several California team members. I think Eric said he would be interested in coming to California, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, David's talking about, I actually went ahead this week and posted a exploratory topic in the forum to see, hey, who would be interested in coming to meet in San Francisco? If that happened. And, my pipe dream I just updated this. My pipe dream would be to do sort of like a Londonvasion type thing, maybe more of a bar camp style, but a big conference. But then I realized, wait a minute, that requires people to actually show up in a good number to make it worthwhile. So I put up a thing saying, what do you think would be better, doing that or more of a meet up somewhere type of thing like they're doing in Scotland in 3 weeks?
And I'm hoping, of course, iWisdom said he'd be able to be there. David Rathbun from Texas said that he's a definite maybe. That's pretty cool.
That's the other thing I'm thinking about. If it's just going to be a group meetup, then would people really fly in? I mean,
I'm planning on coming. I would come down, and that's a significant trip for me. So I would want it to be more than just a little tiny get together, have some coffee or something. I'd want it to be something more significant. Hopefully, we can get it something bigger.
Yeah, but it's because pretty much everyone who said they would come would probably have to, except for iWisdom, he's over, I believe he's in Stockton or San Luis, I think it's somewhere around there, but
he's in the San Francisco area. I mean, he's in the Bay Area.
Outskirts type of area. I mean, it's about, you can't get very, very much farther away and still be in the quote-unquote Bay Area. I mean, it would take him a while. It would take him a couple hours to get here.
Would it really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that far away.
Bart doesn't even go out that far. I mean, I don't remember. I think he's not. I wish I remembered exactly where he was.
Did you say Bart?
Bart is our subway system.
Oh,
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Like Bart VB? I mean, he lives in I was thinking, okay.
No, Bart,
Bart
is our subway thing here.
Yes, you're right. He does live much further west, or no, east, I'm sorry. He lives much further east than I thought he did. You're right.
Neo asked, sort of not in the chat room, but he said, any approximate dates for the San Fran meeting? If it happens, sometime in summer.
Yes.
Because that's when I'd have time.
Yeah, so we don't, one of the reasons that we don't want to go there in early spring or winter is because we'd be leaving all this wonderful snow. How could you leave all this wonderful stuff?
To here where it's actually kind of nice and mild temperature, yeah.
Hey, in the summer here, it's nice. I mean, you're talking 70 degrees.
Mm. Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah.
It's about the same as what you'll find around here, yeah.
Okay, so, good. Okay. I was worried we'd be finding 80s or something hotter.
Neo says, looking for exact dates so people can start looking at ticket costs. Okay, how about, let's say...
Well, you know what? You don't have to decide on a specific date right now.
I know.
Because...
I'll give you a month. I'm thinking probably late June, early July, if it happened. And it would probably be on a Saturday. As per request from Dave Rathbun in particular, who said that... If it was on a weekend, it'd be great because it could work around his work schedule. So I'm really thinking like a Saturday type of thing. Now, if it was a bigger type conference, I do have a little bit of experience for that and some resources. For example, a friend of mine who is like a really big tech podcast guru. I kind of taught him how to podcast, and then he ran away with it. Now he's like really, really successful. He's putting together a teens and tech conference in downtown San Francisco, kind of a big thing on January 31st. I'm going, that's why David will be doing a show by himself that day. I'm going to go to sort of see what it's like there and probably see if I can get some tips from him on, you know, what it takes to put on a conference like type of that magnitude.
Yes, that'll be good. Of course, you've been to the WordPress.
I've been to three WordCamps. Last year's was done really, really big, but the previous two were a bit easier. And there's plenty of places, like conference areas, to meet in San Francisco. Unlike an expensive hotel, which probably cost a bit to get into when you guys did London Vasion. I mean, I don't know what Yuri did for that.
Well, we chose, I think, the highest end hotel we could find in London.
Which had the crappiest internet, right?
Yes, it did, of course. No, I think there was some higher end, but you can't get much fancier than what we did. But, look into hotels because it is not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, there's a ton of choices, and especially in San Francisco. But I know that San Francisco is, you know, it's pricey, but it's not London. So it's
more reasonable. I mean, yes. Don't go to the Giants game, and it probably is not too. It's not too bad.
The Giants
ballpark. That's where it gets pricey.
Yeah.
My friend, when he's doing his conference, he's actually doing it. Microsoft, apparently, I didn't know this. Microsoft has a downtown San Francisco office or big event center. That he's doing it at, and apparently there was a bar camp last June in San Francisco that happened there as well. So that's a possible idea. WordCamp's been done for 2 years at a place called the Swedish American Hall, kind of around the Castro District area. And last year they were at a big conference center. I mean, a huge conference center at UCSF. That's a couple of ideas to do some research into. So at this point, I'm really just trying to get an idea who would come.
Yeah, you need to find out who's interested, and then you can better pick a date.
Yeah.
You'll better be able to pick a location, and then at that point have prices and everything like that. But, of course, it's those who may be interested, even if you're not sure yet if you can go, if you have a possibility of going – or are interested in going, go ahead and post in that topic because we'd like to know. We'd like to know who would be able to possibly, you know, show up, and then at that point we can make better decisions on what to do. But the sooner the better.
Tell me which size you would prefer. A bigger thing would be dependent on a lot of people there. You wouldn't want to do a big thing like that if we have 8 people.
Yeah, obviously not. We would
want a smaller thing. But then again, if you do the smaller thing, then. Maybe it wouldn't be as worthwhile for people far away to fly out for. In either case, we'd probably do something with PHP BB Weekly there.
Yeah, likely we would. But that can be decided once we find out how many people could be coming.
Yeah.
That would really help a lot.
And I'm also keeping track on here. You guys are apparently looking at a possible thing in Seattle or Spokane or Vancouver or one of those.
Seattle, much smaller meetup, but
yeah,
hopefully that would be the case instead of Vancouver, because I know there's some people in Vancouver that want to get together and some people in Seattle, so it would make sense, I think, in Seattle, because then it would enable people in Spokane to come. There's a couple people in Spokane, including myself.
Yes, I can think of a couple of people. I know a couple of people in Spokane, thanks to you, David.
No, I mean outside of myself in Francis.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anyway, so that's all stuff happening at the very fun PHPBB events and meetings forum. So I guess make your way over there if you want to find out about that stuff. I don't know where this show has gone, David. We're already at an hour and 5 minutes.
We need to start wrapping it up.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long. It's awkward. Anyway, let's go to our mod style of the week. Mod of the week is, this is an interesting mod I found. You know, if you have boards that have the COPPA turned on, it asks you to determine, you know, how, it's hitting a button to say how old you are, and then it goes to the next registration screen. Well, this mod actually gives you the ability to make entering a birthday a required field, so that everyone who signs up has to enter their birth date. And
I actually like this idea better than the CAPTCHA, are you older than 13 or younger than 13? Because what this will do is, instead of asking you that question, which you can just easily, if you are 12 years old, click the yes, I'm older than 13 button.
Yeah.
You know, then the birthday field's like, you know what, you really just kind of enter your date of birth, and then based on that, it decides what it needs to do.
Yeah.
If it needs to go to COPPA, then it will, because it's the law here in the U.S. Now, obviously, if you have an overseas board, it doesn't apply to you, and it's pretty well useless unless you just want to make sure the birthday field is required.
Yeah, which you can also do. But I believe vBulletin has something like this where you have to enter your birthday. Either that or Envision PowerBoard, one of the others. But you have to enter your birthday, and that determines your COPPA. At the very least, or something like that. Maybe more, being like, were you born before January 3rd, 1996? Probably would be the more likely thing you might do, you know, or for one of those. But that's one of the other things. But Prime Birth Date, it's a interesting little mod, and you'd probably give it a try. And if you want to, you know, have users enter their birthday just for fun or for business to fill in the COPPA law, which is a little bit nicer, and particularly for those people who are over 13, if they enter their birthday, they never have to know you even required the COPPA or COPPA, whatever it is. So Prime Birthday Required by Prime Halo is the mod of the week. And the style of the week, apparently I was a little unsure what this was until I found out this style, it's called Revolution by Semideuce. And it's apparently the official phpbbmodders.net style that's now been released for use by the public. And it's kind of interesting. It's sort of like it's pro-silver with sort of a dark red and gray color scheme, a little bit of fluff added into the – or whatever, doilies, I don't know what you call that, added into the sort of table outline things for listings.
It's artistic. This is an artistic type of style, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, based on ProSolar, it's nice and it's clean.
Yeah.
It's a fixed width.
Mm-hmm. It adds a little thing you can actually edit menu items for a main menu. So it's nice if you want to sort of create it for a greater website with a forum component, which is what phpbmodders.net is. Is the background header image editable? Because I noticed that when you go to phpbbmodders.net, they have a slightly different background image.
I don't know for sure, because I haven't looked at the style specifically, but I imagine that it would be. I mean, you can always adjust anything, and it shouldn't be too hard. Well, it must be, because, it is a completely different header image.
Mm-hmm.
So, I imagine it would be, but...
Probably. You just didn't take a look at that, so... Anyway, Revolution by Semi-Deuce. Check it out. It's the style of the week. And did I get the link in there? Yes, I did. All right. That closes up our show for the week. Check out our new website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can find links to everything we talked about on this show, show notes as well, and all of our other past episodes, as well as our forum at starstrekguide.com for other discussion about the show during the interim. You can check us out there. And, of course, vote in our first phpbbweekly poll, and we will look at the results next week, which will be interesting. Our next episode, number 94, will not be live, and the reason for that is because I'm going down to San Diego next week, but I don't want to miss the show. So we are going to probably record PHP BB Weekly 94 sometime next week or maybe the week after, somewhere in there. January 17th, there will be no episode. I guess Dave is not traveling. He said someone else is. I will be traveling, though, to Washington, D.C., a group of students with my school. We're going to see the inauguration there. It will be very, very crowded and very, very cold, but very, very exciting. But I won't be here to edit an episode if there was one, so we're not going to be doing it. So our next live episode will not be for 3 more weeks. Episode 95 will be on January 24th. I don't know what we'll talk about, but maybe we'll see... try to work out and see if there's any coverage we could do of that Scotland PHPBB meeting, or maybe that won't be applicable at all. We don't know. So we'll take a couple of weeks off, but we will have an episode in the interim. However, I am going to be interviewed on WordPress Weekly this Friday, January 9th. WordPress Weekly is hosted by Jeff Chandler, better known as Jeffro 2.0. He's a very good friend of this show. He's listened in a couple of times. He's joined us in for the after show of PHP BB Weekly a couple of times. And so I'm going to be appearing on his podcast talking a bit about, you know, this show, some of the things about WordPress code and interface versus PHP BB, some things like that. And, of course, a bit about, you know, WordPress and blogging and some other things that we don't talk about on this show whatsoever. So you can check that WordPress Weekly is also on TalkShoe, and that's going to, so if you want to listen live, you can. That is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time this Friday, January 9th. I will be calling in from a hotel room in San Diego, which should be very interesting. Hopefully their internet is good. I'm hoping, since I'm paying for it. And so I'll put a reminder on our website this week about that, so you can go and check that out. And, of course, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcast.com for some other great technology podcasts on there. David, it's 2009. We have another year of shows to go.
Happy New Year to everyone.
It's going to be very interesting to see where the show goes in the next year. And I'm very excited about it.
Yes, should be very good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, for the live audience, we'll see you in 3 weeks. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis. Merry Christmas, 10th day of Christmas for everybody, and Happy New Year to everyone.
That's right. I forgot about Christmas.
Aww.
Sorry. College apps got in the way. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
You're in it.
We'll see you in a few weeks. Bye, everybody.